So check this out. The University of Michigan looking to turn 15 acres in downtown Detroit into a satellite campus. It's a super big deal. It is a super big deal. Across from the Potomac River from the nation's capital, Virginia Tech is developing a 1 million square foot innovation campus in Alexandria. In New York City, Cornell has a tech campus on Roosevelt Island. And these are examples of what's going on out there to attract big businesses to certain areas. Well, Manhattan real estate developer and UM alum Stephen Ross pointing to those examples as the reason he believes the University of Michigan needs to have a significant footprint in downtown Detroit. Chad Livengood has been writing about this and followed Ross. Corporations go to urban areas because of the talent they generate, said Ross in an interview with Cranes and Chad. When Amazon was going to come to New York, it was because of Cornell Tech and the students that it was generating for senior management positions. So there's a lot of lessons to be drawn there. The $300 million Detroit Center for Innovation, the University of Michigan, DCI, that Ross and fellow billionaire Dan Gilbert want to build for the U of M is effectively their answer for Amazon quickly passing over Detroit in its nationwide sweepstakes for a second headquarters. Ross and Gilbert want to plant a satellite UM campus on this piece of land that, believe it or not, 10 years ago was destined to become a prison. And it really underscores the change of trajectory. Think about this. Instead of being a razor-wired fortress, which would just be a terrible symbol for Detroit, a big jail right downtown, not exactly what you have in mind to attract the best and the brightest, right? I mean, that's fair to say. You're the best and the brightest. Oh, look at that, Detroit, what a beautiful place. Look at this prison they put right downtown to house all the convicts. Very nice. But U of M's DCI will offer master's-level courses in automotive mobility, artificial intelligence, sustainability, cybersecurity, financial technology, fields of study the likes of Amazon, Google, Apple, GM, Ford, Quicken Loans, and others need for their next generation of innovators. So Chad Livengood has been looking deeply at this, and he joins me now on the program from Cranes Detroit. Chad, how are you?
Good morning, Steve.
I mean, this is a totally different view of the world than, you know, you can have a prison or you can have a world-class tech center in the heart of Detroit built by two billionaires. So you know it's going to be first class top to bottom. That's quite an attractive piece of real estate at that point, isn't it?
It is. I mean, this is a total sea change from a decade ago in Detroit when really government was planning out what downtown Detroit should look like for the next 30, 50 years. Now you have people in the private sector, in business, like Dan Gilbert and Stephen Ross and the many people that are around them making bigger plans and offering different vision. And obviously Gilbert's already been a catalyst for change in downtown Detroit. He took this site. At one point, they talked about having a soccer stadium here, which, you know, would have been pretty attractive, but that probably wouldn't have been the most economically producing use of the site.
No, a campus for the University of Michigan will be huge. A U of M campus, a tech center, the DCI. Just so I'm clear on what you said here, I just want to make sure I understood. You're telling me that private companies and free enterprise are making a much better path forward for Detroit than government.
Well, yes. I mean, and there's no disputing that this is a way better use in the jobs that it creates. You know, professors who make $100,000 versus a prison guard who makes $35,000 a year. Yeah, this is a better use of this part of the central business district.
And one other thing, Chad, you should think about. The next Stephen Ross or two or three could come out of there and become alums that become very successful that put more back in and create more possibilities. There's that, too.
That's the idea. There are going to be graduate courses here for master's degrees in artificial intelligence, financial tech. I mean, the idea is that the goal here is to produce some talent, to produce someone who could be the next Dan Gilbert, who could disrupt an industry the way that Dan Gilbert's Quicken Loans has disrupted the way we sell mortgages in America. So, I mean, that's the bet here, and that if you build something that's attractive, the people who want to get advanced degrees want to be in urban settings. Not that Ann Arbor is not too, it's a little urban, but they really like to be in big cities. And so there's really a bet here that this will be a way to attract people and get them to stay, because we've obviously had a brain drain problem in Michigan for a long time.
All right, so give me a timetable on this. I mean, is this something that's been green-lighted? Is it a go? Where are we?
Not quite done yet. So Dan Gilbert and Stephen Ross are going to donate an unspecified amount towards the $300 million academic building. They're out raising money from other wealthy donors, from foundations, because they want to break ground by 2021 and be constructed by 2023. It kind of coincides also with Gilbert's company is building this new jail for Wayne County, over off of East Warren I-75 on the off outside of the downtown circle, and so there's some timing issues with the development of the land, and then eventually they're going to do other private development. They're going to build a residential tower. They're going to build some type of business incubation building.
And that is transformational for Detroit. We got to leave it there, Chad. But I mean, that is transformational. This, all this development, all of this positive. Or a prison, or a jail in downtown Detroit. There's no comparison. Chad, I got to run. It's a great story. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Chad Livegood from Cranes, Detroit. That's a great story. That's great news for Detroit and for the entire state on the Steve Gruber Show.